In the Psicha, we're up to Lav, Ches, and Tes in our march of Isurim, of a potential Averis to avoid. Now, this particular Isur, in my mind, is the most difficult of all the Shesa Lavim, the 365 Lavim in the Torah, the most difficult one to avoid. I would say almost impossible, at least according to the way, to be Yitzhak all the Rishayim. Okay, there are two Isurim that go together, Leisikaim, which is manageable, and Leisitar, which is extremely difficult. So let's learn the words, and I'll explain to you why it demands something that seems to be beyond most people's ability. Let's read the words. All the other Averis were generally true. This occasionally is true. That's in Parashas Kedoshim, I believe. Am I correct? That the Torah says, don't take revenge. Literally, don't keep a grudge. Kugai, sheyesh leisina alav. A person has hatred for someone. Adasha bikish mimenu lasis leitoiva. The example Rashi brings a chumish. He asked your neighbor to lend you a shovel, and he refused. And he did not do taif to him. And he keeps, noiter is a lotion of guarding, of shmira. He keeps his grudge in his heart, or his hatred in his heart. And then when he sees anything negative about the other person, now, Rashi Chumash says something else. He says, if someone doesn't lend you a shovel, now he says, can you lend me your shovel? So the comma is if you refuse to do it. You say, you didn't lend me, I'm going to lend to you. And Netira, listen to this, is you do lend it to him, but just tell him that, you don't lend it to me, but I'm going to lend it to you. I'm not like you. Now, that's hard enough. However, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, let's first finish the words. So here he's saying, not that he asked you for a shovel, but that you take revenge later. You mafar some bad things about him. Vo'over mitchila al hanetira shebelev alav deloy sitar. Now, what he's saying here is that when he takes nekama and he speaks about him, that he's over the Aveira, that's later. First, he's over on Leisitar at what moment? At the time that he doesn't let go. That he has, in his heart, he has complaints to the other person. In his heart, he keeps his grudge. He's over on Leisitar. Later, when he takes revenge, and because the person was mean to him, he says, Aganai, Shara Allah, I will have to Leisitar. You have to erase the things from your heart. Now, why do I say this is difficult? Because he didn't lend me a shovel. And now he's coming knocking at my door. I'm lending him the shovel. But I'm thinking, he didn't lend it to me, but I'll lend it to him anyway. So that Yoivan only sitar belibai is what he says. In the bottom, in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he discusses whether it's only bepeh or even belev. But he's passing on top belev, and certainly some Rishayim hold that vera as belev. How in the world are you supposed to avoid that? So you ask somebody, you ask somebody for a favor, and he said no. Then he asks you for identical favor. And you don't want to be over any averis, so you do the favor. But in your heart, you're thinking, he didn't do it for me, and I'm doing it for him. How do you not think that? Like, what exactly, Mr. Psychologist, tell me. How do you get that out of your heart? You're just thinking. A person thinks.
I would say you convert it from a negative to a positive thought, that you say to yourself, he didn't do it for me because he couldn't afford to.
You're malamed tzchus on him.
And that converts it from a negative into a positive, and that's easier to do.
You're malamed tzchus. Okay, yeah.
Leave out the word but.
Just say,
he didn't lend it to me. I am lending it to him. Those are facts.
Those are facts.
No, but when you say but, you're judging.
Okay, I won't say anything, but I'm thinking it.
You have to think, you have schus. It's not that I'm better than him. He didn't lend it to me because he's a low life. I'm lending him because I'm a higher person than him.
But it's true. That's the fact, isn't
no.
it? No.
No, he didn't lend it to me. He has his reasons.
Look, he didn't invite me to his wedding. I'm upset. He invited me to the wedding. See, you know what? I'm going to invite him to the wedding anyway. I'm not like him.
Here's the thing, if you break it down. You know they say you can't have a vacuum. Something always comes in to fill it. So if you just think about a straight fact, he didn't lend it to me, there's going to be either a positive or negative excuse attached to it. So if you jump ahead of the game and you attach a positive thought, that will keep the negative thought away.
Yeah. Well, he can't keep in a positive thought. He stuck out his tongue at me. You know, what am I supposed to think? His tongue was loose or something?
Yeah, I think he has to rise above the whole thing. Say, like, you know, this is petty stuff.
Yeah, I'm rising above it. I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking. This guy is petty and I'm not petty.
It doesn't bother me that he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a chesed.
What happens if it bothers you?
Huh?
What happens if it bothers you? It's not like it just bothers you.
Work on yourself that it shouldn't bother you.
I thought about this for a long time also.
How do you apply it here?
That apply in the sense that if you're in a love, it doesn't matter what you did to you, you give. It doesn't matter what.
Basmala,
yeah, no.
Basmala, he says it. Is that the way it works? When
I don't know if that's what it works like. That's what
he said.
Yeah. If you start trying to do this when you're an adult, you're in big trouble. You have to be trained from the time that you're very young to think this way.
So what do I do now?
You're in big trouble.
Look, I'm going through a chasna list. I have to invite people. And I look, these guys didn't invite me. They obviously don't hold me to be a close friend. So I'll also hold them not a close friend. I say, okay, I'm not going to be over in the comma. I'll invite them anyway. I'm still over on Lay Sitar.
He had a big family to invite.
No, it was a very small wedding. But he invited guys that he knows less than me. He invited other guys in the shul. He invited the whole shul except for me. Like, you're right, if he could be Mlamet Schus.
You're saying, well, Sitar, you haven't asked your friend. Supposing he didn't let you do once.
I don't know, the language of the Chafetz Chaim here is that when he speaks Lashon Hara, he says, his Lashon is Oivah Mitchila Natira Shabalev, Vaka Kashanaikim Imenu Vesipra Allah Oivah Lay Sikai. In Shulchan Aruch, you know it says in the Tuf Chaf Aleph, in the end of Shulchan Aruch, it's a few Gimel, it says, someone hits you, you can hit him back. You don't have to pay. Someone says, you can hit it right back. You're not supposed to be a malach. Yeah. Why isn't that loisika?
You're allowed to defend yourself.
Maybe bishas. That's self-defense. It doesn't matter. Dav Shemama. Here it's talking also about Dav Shemama. It's like Shushayim just applies to non-Dav Shemama.
Is there a lot of Lashon Hara for something he feels in his heart?
It's Lashon Hara is only if you actually speak it.
He's calling two lives. So, yeah. You know, saying it, you know, I'm going to lend it to you anyway, okay. But the feeling in his heart, the bearing.
It's nothing to do with Lashon Hara, you mean?
Love Lashon Hara.
So, I don't know. You're right. The way I would think is the doing something is a measure of the amount of the comma in the heart. How much tightness do you have to somebody? If it's so much that brings you to actually behave in a certain way, or almost behave, I don't know. I'll tell you, Rav Hutner in his Maimorim on Yom Kippur does have a Maimor on this. And he says a Chiddush. I think Rav Sosalanta writes, very famously on the Mishnah, in Bav Metzia, Daf Yomi get there, Ein lo yolov ela tarumais. It says sometimes if someone does something to you, it's not actionable in Bez. Ein lo yolov, you only have complaints to him. So Sosalanta says it's called a heter tarumais. That's what's up to him with some people. But certain things, he offers you a job and then backs out, saying lo yolov ela tarumais. You'll not have complaints. So why isn't that leisikam and leisitar? Leisitar at least. Have tarumais on him for what he did. So Rav Hutner suggests that the aveira is only if it's accompanied with sinna. If I say he didn't invite me to the wedding, he doesn't hold me to be a close friend, so it's logical I shouldn't invite him. He says, you're not over on Leisikai. That's my example. That's what he's saying. Saying if it comes with Toich Sinah, That's when the Avera applies. It fits into the language of the Chafetz Chaim here. He says, the first line, Kigen Shosh Sina Olav. Repeats it again. The third line, in my print, the third line, Avor Zen Naitalai Sina Belibai. In other words, it's personal. But if you say, look, he's not a nice fellow, and I don't feel nice to him.
So answer your own question. How do you avoid the sinner?
As a sinner, I think it's not a lot easier. It's a little easier. To avoid sinner, it's not personal. He doesn't consider me a close friend. He doesn't let me a shovel. Okay.
Change the way you think.
Okay. Okay. The Rav Hutner himself writes that this doesn't fit with the Ramban. In Paras Kedoshim, well, clearly doesn't agree with this. It fits with the Rashi, not with the Ramban. Sorry. Oh, so very good. That's the Rambam says this. Now this is probably the key to Laisikam and Laisitar is the Shitas Rambam, and the Chinuch brings it also here. The Rambam quotes Nach, he quotes the case you're saying. The Rambam Shita is that no one could do you harm without it being on your accounting list in Shemayim. Now the case the Rambam is going on is if someone insults you. He's talking about Dovra Melech, his moment of weakness when he was running away from Avshalom. And Shimi Ben Gera, who was a Talmud Chacham of note, threw mud at him and cursed him. And said, you're a Noyef, you're a Tzayach, you deserve it. And when that happened, the Bnei Tzruya wanted to kill Shimi Ben Gera. And David said, Hashem Amalei Kaleel. That God told him to curse. The Rambam learns in Hashem Amalei Kaleel that Hashem Amalei Kaleel means that if I wasn't supposed to have this tsar, it wouldn't have happened. The Rambam Sheet is that you can't hurt somebody if it wasn't preordained that you would be hurt. And if that person wouldn't have hurt you, you would have. If someone gives, if Reuven gives Shimon a bloody nose, if Reuven wouldn't have done it, so Shimon would have fallen and gotten the bloody nose on the cement. If something would have happened. If Shimon had not insulted him, I don't know, something would have happened to him, embarrassing. He would have felt the same tsar.
Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you could hit back?
That's a very good question. Let me finish the thought, then we'll have to figure that out. But, so the Rambam says the key to Laisika and Laisitar is the understanding that he didn't do anything to you. If he didn't lend you the shovel, you're not supposed to get the shovel. If he would have decided to lend it to you, something would have gone wrong. Whatever inconvenience you had, there's always Ashkacha Pratis. You don't like that.
Why
the Rambam, same thing here. If Reuven punches Shimon in the nose, Reuven, like the Rambam says, Reuven's going to get punished. Shimon would have bumped his nose anyway. But Shimon's nekama makes no sense. If he understands that Reuven didn't do anything to him, just appears like he did something, didn't cause him any pain or inconvenience he wouldn't have had anyway. If you understand that, then belave, there's no netira, there's nothing to,
It wasn't Bashet that Reuven had to do it.
There wasn't Bashet Reuven had to do it, but if someone tries to hurt you and he doesn't, you don't really take nekama, or maybe you do, I don't know. Maybe you're right, I don't know.
You once cited an example of Rav Palm that they came to him and told him that someone had said some less than flattering things about him, and he said, once he said maybe it's true, and then he said even if it isn't true, that should be a kapara. So that should be my worst.
I think what I mentioned then is they told him that they were berating him. So he said, what are they saying about me?
Right.
So the person said, why would you want to know? He says, if they're looking to degrade me, they probably hit on something that's really a chesaron. So I should know my chesaronus. That's a different way of thinking. Yeah, Adam Godel thinks that way.
It's all the context.
And Abi is asking a good question. He's saying the Rambam says, Laisikim would have happened anyway. So you're asking, so why are you allowed to hit him back? The language there is that the person is not an even daimim. A person is not, only the heat of the moment you're allowed to hit him back. Later you're not allowed to hit him back. But, I don't know. If a person, look, I started by saying this is one of the hardest lav, and maybe the hardest lav, leisiter. Maybe the hardest lav, no? Someone blocked my driveway. I told him he could park there whenever he wants, just leave me the key. There's somebody on my block, there's no right to park there. I told him, park there any night you want, just throw the key in the mail slot. He happens to be a person who you can't wake him up in the morning. He gets up very late, he goes to sleep late. A very light sleeper in the morning, he can ring the bell 100 times, he doesn't wake up. So, you know, one morning, he blocked me in. So, what can I do? You know, I can walk out of my house 5:30 in the morning, and I'm blocked in, there's no key in the mail slot. So, I didn't even try to wake him, I'm going to wake him up 5:30, so I walked here. So, it takes me 20 minutes instead of 5 minutes. And then I couldn't go do my swimming, and I went back home. And, I woke him up at 8 o'clock. So my wife says, if we hold on to his key, he'll understand. Say, that's the karma, that's an Issa Daraisa,
as soon as you found that the key wasn't there?
I was thinking, just make me a permanent copy. I begged him, just make me a permanent, I was thinking, I'll write him a note, if I tell him, I'll come out angry. I still didn't do it, but just please, I'll include I don't know if these keys cost money to make, I'll include $10, $20 in the envelope. I said, just please, just give me a key permanently. I park by Gary Eichhorn sometimes. He has a key. He has one of my keys. It's very good. Amish Tomas, I lose keys. I have a spare key by Gary. And he has a key in his house. I don't think he ever used it. But I park every Erev Shabbos. I park by him. He has a key, and he's never going to get blocked in. It's true. Would I rather, God forbid, have had a flat tire and then have to walk and then have to go back? So I should thank him. It was the easier of the two. You're right. On the contrary, you can only live like that. You can only live like that, and nothing bothers you. I tell you, a 20-minute walk is good because it gives you time to cool off. It makes it slightly easier. So I don't know. So these are two lavim. Here we are, Erev Rosh Hashanah, literally, and we have what to work on. We finally found an Aveira that's in the Sayyid for us, no? Laisikim Laisitar, I think the understanding is for all of us. And he's Masin the bottom, he brings a machlaikis, if it's only if you say something or even if you think it. So not saying something is perhaps a little bit easier. But let's learn Yud already, that's a quick one. Vimkon Beheir Olav Lufnei Bezdin. If someone got into Bez and said, Eidis Bedvar Issa B'Yechidi, you need two witnesses to count. If you know you're the only witness and you said Eidis, Lashon Hara, Kimishiach Lovei Mizeh Shum Te'eles Len Yemam Neshua, V'Loilein Yilifsal Se'ish Mecheskes Kashrusai, Kimishua Erecha B'Dabar, in a case where it's not Mechayev Shvua, in a case where it's not Mechayev Mamin, in Kain, Shem Bishba Al Muhuda Kama Apikalav, you're just giving a bad name. Over Eidis, Eikam Kain Alav De Lo Yikayim, The Gemara brings a case. Tuv Yechata. The Zingin Magim is that of Zayin, I think, in Makis. Tuv Yechata comes, he says, hey, this, that Zingin didn't, that Zingin says Tuv Yechata didn't have Eirah. So Bezdin gives him Malkus. He gave him Malkus, he did the Aveira. So Bezdin says, it's not that we don't believe you, it's just saying Lashon Hara, there's no second day.